Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom, and it's our career unit for today.
Oh.
As we near the end of the jolly month of July. And today we're talking about a possible career in death. Interesting.
What?
Yes, death. You have to have death in order to conduct a funeral. Now, that might sound kind of macabre here, but it is a reality in life. We all here, we're all born to die someday. And at the end of our lives, something needs to be done with our body. So that's where funeral directors come in. They actually arrange funerals, and they arrange what happens to your body afterwards. And
It
can be quite a lucrative career, something you might consider pursuing, especially since you're always going to have business, right? Everybody has to die. Scientific research has still not figured out a way to stop the aging process. So for the time being, death is something you can make money from.
Yeah. Before we go on, I just want to explain one word Tom used that you probably have never seen or heard of before. It's kind of gaudy. It's macabre. It's a French word. It's spelled kind of weird. M-A-C-A-B-R-E. Because I learned French, I tend to say macabre. But it just means really horrifying, gruesome, something to do with death. So I remember when I was in junior high, I learned one of my classmates, his father owned a mortuary. A mortuary is where the dead bodies are taken and then prepared to be buried. And I used to think, oh my gosh, I would hate for my dad to be in that business. It's always so depressing. But I'm so glad someone chooses to do it because it needs to be done. We're going to find out that here in Taiwan, it's considered, it was considered to be kind of a taboo career, but it is now earning some more respect in Taiwan. But we should be grateful to these folks who want to, go after this career. Kind of like the garbage men, someone has to do it.
Mm.
Glad that it's being handled by other people. Funeral directors, mortuary owners, or morticians. We're going to talk about some of the terms used in this field. And first, though, as we always do, we're going to read through it. And then we'll talk a little bit more about what it's like kind of to be a funeral director.
When people think of funeral directors, they might fear the idea of dealing with death every day. However, these workers make a huge difference in the lives of grieving families. Funeral directors, sometimes called undertakers or morticians, organize the funeral rites that help many deal with loss. Funeral directors are responsible for everything from embalming a corpse to planning a funeral ceremony to organizing the burial or cremation itself. A funeral director may also be the person to dress and apply makeup to a deceased person before laying them in the casket. While this career has long been taboo, the trade has earned more respect recently. Taiwan has led the way in identifying funeral directors as valuable professionals by becoming the first Asian country to issue mortician licenses in 2014. To receive certification, a student must earn a minimum of 20 course credits in the field, pass the National Technician Skills exams, and complete at least 2 years of on-the-job training. Besides the job market, funeral directors are becoming more visible in the media. The Taiwanese drama Long Day's Journey into Light, for instance, follows a group of funeral home workers as they meet clients. The show uses dark humor to weave together the stories of the deceased and the loved ones they have left behind. If you are interested in this field, many universities in Taiwan offer related courses, including Zhende Junior College of Medicine, Nursing, and Management. The head of the school's Department of Funeral Science, Cho Danung, has said, "Although not every student who graduates joins the funeral business, the concepts taught at the department, such as respect for life and death, are universal and applicable in any field. After all, death is something that touches everyone's lives." Okay, everybody, it's time for us to discuss the contents of today's lesson. This is a possible career choice for you. Funeral directors. Consider a job as a funeral director. Hey, lots of people do it, and it's a respectable profession nowadays. Everybody needs to talk to a funeral director at some point in their lives, and they are handling grave matters. Interesting.
It's a good title, yeah.
We've got the word grave there, which has a couple of different meanings here. A grave, of course, is a place in a cemetery where someone is buried. The grave or a tomb is also a term we use for that, but grave is more common.
True.
You might visit the graves of your ancestors, for example, during tomb sweeping festival. And grave also means kind of serious, okay? So it's a grave matter. It's something serious. It's not something you take lightly or make jokes about.
No, although there are probably a lot of jokes about it, to be honest, because it's uncomfortable to talk about death, so people sometimes joke about it. When people think of funeral directors, they might fear the idea of dealing with death every day. I know when I had to go to a funeral home for someone in my family who passed away, I remember thinking, wow, I couldn't do this job. They do offer a lot of comfort to people who are grieving. I did feel like that as well. I thought, they always seem to say the right thing, and they seem to be very caring people. But wow, I couldn't be a doctor who was dealing with cancer patients either. I'm kind of a wimp. It would be hard to deal with sadness and death every day. That's tough.
Yeah, to tell somebody, sorry, we just, examined you, and we found that you got a tumor that is inoperable, and you probably got about 6 months to live or something
like
that.
That's a tough job, too.
That would be very difficult to do. And, of course, you might think that these funeral directors have to deal with death every day. If you deal with something, that means you interact with that thing. You kind of handle this problem every day. So, yes, indeed. Hey, Mr. Johnson just passed away, and he needs to have a funeral, so you need to talk to the family. Of course, they're all sad about this. They loved him. He was a great-grandfather, stuff like that. So you have to deal with death every day. And usually death is a taboo subject. People don't really like to talk about death too much. We'd rather talk about other things.
I wanted to mention, when you use this verb phrase, deal with, Tom says it's similar to handle. But handle does not require a preposition. You just handle something. So you deal with death or handle death, but don't say handle with. That's not correct. So these workers, though, make a huge difference in the lives of grieving families. That's what I experienced. I thought the funeral director and his daughter worked there, too. I thought they were very kind and very sensitive and really made it feel a lot better. My funeral director happened to know my family, so I felt like they were extra caring in a time that's kind of hard. So funeral directors sometimes are called things like undertakers or morticians. I can say from personal experience, though, undertaker or mortician, those were two titles for this job, funeral director, that were used more, I would say, in the 1800s, early 1900s. I think nowadays we use funeral director a lot more. Mortuary is a funeral home. You heard me say funeral home. Mortuary, it's the same sort of place.
I remember in Hamlet, I think Hamlet goes to a cemetery and has a conversation with the undertaker there.
Yeah.
That's when he pulls a skull out of the ground and holds it up and stuff like that. You probably remember that famous scene. But yeah, undertaker is not really used nowadays. You call them a funeral director. It's more polite. And indeed, these funeral directors organize the funeral rites or the things that need to be done for a funeral, a ceremony in a church or whatever, and the things they say, and how they prepare the body for burial and driving out to the cemetery and saying some prayers there or whatever. And they help people deal with that loss. As you said, the people that dealt with your funeral there or the funeral of who was it?
My mom.
Your mother, yes, they were quite kind.
They were very nice.
And were able to deal with your loss. Now, funeral directors are responsible for everything from embalming a corpse to planning a funeral ceremony, to organizing the burial or cremation itself. So again, we've got a range of things here. They're responsible for everything from embalming a corpse to planning the funeral ceremony to organizing the burial, etc., etc. So here we've got the phrase to be responsible for. That means you're in charge. You're the person who has to take care of this. And if you do it well, people will like you. And if you screw it up, if you make mistakes, then they'll hate you and you'll lose business and stuff like that. So yes, you're responsible for doing all sorts of stuff here. So I could imagine there's quite a lot of pressure in this job. If you're responsible for certain accounts in your company, for example, and the accounts are for a very important client, yes, yeah. You'll have a lot of pressure there as well. And so this is the range of things they're responsible for to embalm the corpse. Embalm here just means you're kind of preparing the body for burial, but you need to put some kinds of chemicals inside the body so that it doesn't decay so fast. I don't think they do that so much here in Taiwan. I think the bodies are not supposed to have things added to them. It's not part of the natural process.
Hmm.
But I'm not 100% sure about
that. I heard they don't embalm. I was talking to one of my Taiwanese friends. She goes, oh, we don't do that because most people are cremated here. We'll talk about that in a minute. So just know that when you embalm a corpse, you put inside the body a type of chemical, a liquid that preserves it, keeps it from decaying or getting old really quickly. Mm. And they also plan the funeral ceremony, or you could simply say they plan the funeral. Mm. A funeral is a meeting, I would say. Our funeral ceremonies at home are more, I would say they seem to be more religious. There's songs, there's singing, people talk about the life of that person. It usually lasts about an hour to an hour and a half, and then the body is taken to the cemetery and buried. So they also organize that burial when the body is buried under the ground. Or here in Taiwan, they organize the cremation. When you cremate a body, you burn it, and then those ashes are given to the family, usually in an urn, U-R-N, to keep the ashes. Sometimes you spread the ashes over a certain part of the earth. Maybe they love the mountains and you take the ashes to the mountains, or sometimes they take the ashes to the sea. So a funeral director may also be the person to dress and apply makeup to the deceased person before laying them in the casket or the coffin. Casket is more of a modern term. It's one of those boxes that the bodies are put into. Actually, my sisters and I went to the funeral home and we put makeup on my mom and did her hair. The sisters did that ourselves. So Sometimes the families will go and do that. Deceased person is just a way to talk about someone who's passed away. Corpse, be careful with that word. We don't really use it to talk about family or friends who have passed away. It's more of a medical term, the corpse. Mm. Yeah, you wouldn't say it about someone you love.
Yeah, or corpses. The ground was strewn with corpses after the battle. Usually the word corpse is describing, at least to me, describes a body that was left outside and it was murdered in war, something like that. So it's another word for dead body, basically. Uh-huh. But in any case, I think that brings us to the midway point in today's lesson. Let's take a break right now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天要介绍的主题是 funeral directors, 也就是礼仪师。首先来看到第一个空格的句子写着 However, these workers make a huge blank one in the lives of grieving families. 讲到这些呢，礼仪工作人员，他对这些悲伤的家人来讲，他们的生活做了一个重大的什么？如果看到后面的文章，你会发现他们帮助呢这些悲伤的家人处理了很多事情，所以是呢对他们的生活做了一个很重大的改变跟变化。那么第一题我们就选择单数的名词放在后面，就选择一选项 difference, make a huge difference, 也就是有带来巨大改变的意思。而后面的句子就来介绍 funeral directors, 他们的工作有哪些呢？我们直接从动词开始看。Organize the funeral rites that help many deal with blank too. 他们的工作就是要来筹办这些丧葬礼仪的仪式，帮助许多人来处理什么呢？ Deal with 是动词，后面要加一个受词，它是一个名词。搭配文意，我们可以选择 B 选项 loss。 loss 本来指的是损失的意思，在这里则是指亲人的死亡。而第二段继续介绍他们所负责的事情， They are responsible for everything from embalming a corpse to blank three, a funeral ceremony to organizing the burial or cremation itself. 这里提到的呢，礼仪是他们负责的东西， from A to B。 要注意哦，把 from 跟后面有两个 to 都可以圈起来，那后面所搭配的呢就必须是对等的连接词，相同的词性。 embalming 我们看到呢是 ving 的形式，就是他们要帮忙把尸体进行防腐的处理之外，到怎么样呢？到 planning a funeral ceremony， 到规划来计划丧礼，甚至到后面的 organizing 筹划土葬或者是火葬。所以搭配语法跟句意，第三题的标准答案可以选择 H 选项的 planning。后面第四个空格还提到礼仪师还要做什么呢？ blank for makeup to a deceased person before laying them in the casket， 还要怎么样呢？化妆品到这个呢过世的亡者的身上，那么当然就是要帮他们涂抹。那么我们可以搭配文意选择 D 选项， apply 则是有涂抹的意思，涂抹化妆品还要帮他们更衣，这些都是礼仪师的事情。所以第四题的标准答案就选择 D， apply。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
We shall now continue with our lesson. Again, we're talking about considering a career as a funeral director. Now, while this career has long been taboo, the trade has earned more respect recently. So, while this career, it is true that this career or this job choice has been considered taboo, which kind of means it's not really accepted socially.
It's off limits. You can't talk about it. For example, I could give you an example. It's taboo to talk about politics with cab drivers.
Yes, they're very emotional about that.
Yeah.
But just sit back and listen to them and don't argue with them and you should be okay. But yes, to tell people at a party that you're a funeral director might be kind of taboo. People might want to not talk to you. Ooh, wow. Did you just like have a funeral? Did you just touch a dead body or something? I don't want to go near you. So in the past, I think it was considered taboo, but it's gotten more respect recently. Taiwan has led the way in identifying funeral directors as valuable professionals by becoming the first Asian country to issue mortician licenses in 2014. So Taiwan is the first. Taiwan has led the way in identifying funeral directors as valuable professionals. Here we've got the word professional. Mm-hmm. As a noun, that just refers to someone who has received some professional training in a particular career, and they are an expert at that thing. They probably wear a suit and tie to the job. They are highly respected. So, yes, you could be a business professional, for example, if you've got an MBA or something and work for a pretty prestigious company.
Okay, so Taiwan was the first Asian country to issue or to give out mortician licenses. A license is some sort of permit from the government or someone who has authority. And that license or permit allows you to do something. For example, if you're a restaurant, at least in the United States, you have to have an alcohol permit or a just a license that lets you sell alcohol in that restaurant. You have more responsibility if you do that. You also have a driver's license. You go and learn how to drive a car, and then you have to take a test, and they give you a license to say, oh, this person is permitted to drive on the roads. We have lots of different kinds of licenses. We have a beautician's license in the States if you want to, you know, do someone's hair, cut their hair, dye their hair, things like that. You have to have a license before you can do that to make sure you don't hurt anybody.
In the U.S., they require licenses basically for everything, maybe too much so. But
yeah,
in any case, to receive certification, a student must earn a minimum of 20 course credits in the field. So, yes, you need to get certification, which means some kind of degree or something that says you can do this, you can perform this job, it's legal, you won't get fined or something like that.
Yeah.
So you have to earn a minimum, the smallest number, the minimum. Maximum is the opposite there. Minimum, maximum. The minimum is 20 course credits in this field. You also have to pass the National Technician Skills Exams and complete at least 2 years of on-the-job training. You have to be an apprentice for 2 years. So, yes, you're passing the National Technician Skills Exams. A technician, of course, is somebody who has earned some kind of credit, certification in a specific field, what is it? Emergency Medical Technician, EMT. Mm. Of course, they are skilled in taking care of people at accident scenes and sending them to the hospital, EMTs.
And besides the job market, funeral directors are becoming more visible in the media. How is that? Well, usually if they're visible in the media, perhaps they're featured in a drama, as they are here. The Taiwanese drama called Long Day's Journey into Light, for instance, follows a group of funeral home workers as they meet clients. Uh-huh. There was also a very popular show in the States on HBO called 6 Feet Under about 10 years ago. And they also followed a group of funeral home people who worked in a mortuary or a funeral home. If you have a client, you're someone who you have someone you're providing a service for, or maybe typically it's a service. If you have a client, it's more service-oriented than product-related where you're selling them something. Those are customers. But clients are people you're providing a service for typically.
Mm-hmm. And the show uses dark humor to weave together the stories of the deceased and the loved ones that they have left behind. Mm. So, again, that's the serial or the drama called Long Day's Journey into Light. I think the Chinese title is Chujing Shiwu Suo, if I pronounce that correctly. Mm. Now, here in the final paragraph, it says, if you are interested in this field, many universities in Taiwan offer related courses, including Zhengde Junior College of Medicine, Nursing, and Management. I hope I said that correctly here. These are some universities in Taiwan that offer courses in this field. The head of the school's Department of Funeral Science, Cho Danong, has said, although not every student who graduates joins the funeral business, the concepts taught at the department, such as respect for life and death, are universal and applicable in any field. So basically what this person is saying is that even if you don't get a job as a funeral director later on after you graduate, well, then you can still use those ideas that you learned and apply them to different kinds of fields, and they can benefit you as well. So graduate here just means you earn all the credits and get your diploma from some kind of school, university, institution, etc.
I wanted to mention there's a difference in pronunciation. The words are spelled the same. The noun is a graduate. Mm. Graduate, eh sound at the end. And the verb is graduate. So I could say I'm a college graduate or he's a high school graduate. But you graduate, ate, graduate is the verb. So be careful with those two words. Sorry. We've got, you know, several words like that. Yes, we do. Sorry about that. So not every student who graduates goes on to be a funeral director. But, you know, sometimes we take courses in college that we don't actually go on to use. I don't use a lot of my education. But it's good to at least learn some new things, get some of that knowledge. I think it does help these folks who take those classes to develop a lot more respect for life and death. So these are concepts or ideas taught at the department, and they're universal and applicable or applicable in any field. Universal means applies to everyone in the whole universe. So it relates to everyone all over the world, you could say. Applicable or applicable, both of those pronunciations are correct. Pick the one you like. Applicable, applicable. I think I say applicable more. I think it's easier. Applicable, so it just applies to any field. Respect for life and death, that's true. It applies to everybody everywhere.
It does, and I think in an episode of Star Trek, Spock actually said the word applicable, so that's good enough for me. If Leonard Nimoy, if Leonard Nimoy pronounces it that way, that's good enough for me.
Okay.
But applicable is also acceptable. After all, death is something that touches everyone's lives, especially if it's a close family member to you
or
your
friend.
Own funeral. Of course, we're all affected by death. Eventually, death is a part of life. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. We need to hear from our Chinese teacher now.
第五题的空格，这个句子写着 While this blank five has long been taboo, the trade has earned more respect recently. 以前呢，可能大家都觉得礼仪师这样子的怎么什么东西是一个禁忌的话题，但是最近它却赢得了更多的尊重。我们可以看出来，礼仪师呢是一种行业职业，所以第五题搭配文意可以选择 A 选项的 career。指的呢就是他的置业或者是职业。后面的句子持续说 Taiwan has led the way in blank six funeral directors as valuable professionals. 而台湾呢则是领先呢把这个礼仪师呢怎么样有价值的专业人员。后面有一个很重要的介系词 as, 哪一个动词可以跟 as 搭配呢？第六题我们可以选择 I 选项 identifying 放在 in 的后面动词加 ing identifying funeral directors as valuable professionals 指的就是把礼仪师视为是有价值很重要的专业人员所以第六题的标准答案就选择 I identifying 第七个空格2 blank 7 certification, a student must earn a minimum of 20 course credits in the field. Certification 指的是认证，当然了，礼仪师也是要接受训练，想要取得证书。所以第七题搭配文意可以选择 G 选项 receive, 有取得的意思。第八个空格后面提到 funeral directors are becoming more blank aid in the media.Become 后面呢加的是 more 可见是一个形容词从后面的句意来看到呢你会发现戏剧里面谈论的就是礼仪公司的员工所以你会发现礼仪师在媒体上变得越来越令人注意所以第八题可以选择 F 选项的 visible 也就是可以看得见的意思第九个空格 The show uses dark humor 2 blank 9 Together the stories of the deceased And the loved ones they have left behind 谈到这样的戏剧呢它用的就是黑色的幽默来怎么样 To 后面要加上一个动词我们讲到做交织故事编织故事把王者跟他的家人呢来编织了一些很棒的故事是这个戏剧的特色第九题搭配文意就可以选择 C 选项 weave 也就是有交织故事的意思第十个空格 If you are blank 10 in this field many universities in Taiwan offer related courses 如果你对这样的行业有兴趣台湾其实有很多大学都有相关的课程 Be interested in 第十题标准答案我们就选择 J 选项的 interestedOK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解。谢谢收听。
That's it for today, everybody. Thank you for joining us. And remember, a choice in the field of being a funeral director is a good one and a respectable one. Mm-hmm. You might want to consider it. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.